Hello, everybody. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we broadcast in the unceded ancestral territories of the Squamish, the Tsleil-Waututh, the Musqueam, and the Kwikwetlem. We stream online at cjsf.ca, and today you are listening to The Open Mic Show, starring me, yours truly, Paria Zabihi. Guys, I'm tired. I'm confused. I'm hungry. And I would like to go on a walk. Notice how I didn't say that I want to be at home in my bed, because I have been doing a little bit too much of that. So I think that everything has been super go, go, go. Let's get things going, you know. Let's finish things up. That's been my life in the past few months, to be honest. And I'm tired. So that's what's happening. I drove here, right? We're on Burnaby campus. And parking in a university is always really difficult, unnecessarily difficult. But I finally found a parking spot, and behind me, I saw the dean of BD, so the dean of the business program at SFU, in his, like, Porsche. It's just really funny. And he wanted to park in that spot. So it just goes to show that we are not so different. The dean of BD wanted the same spot that I got. I don't know what that really says, except for the fact that I got the spot and he did it, but we all want one thing, and that's a good parking spot. I did a show yesterday, which was super fun. There is a program at the Arts Club called Community Creates, and it's basically a devised theater program where the participants, us, come up with our own characters and concepts and do the writing, and we help with, like, lighting and directing and stage setup and all of that. And it was super cool. It was a program that ran from January up until yesterday, and it was a really fun process. And yeah, the show was yesterday. We had a pretty good audience. We had 125 people, which was super exciting, because last year I did it, and we definitely had less than that. So it was very exciting. Furthermore, I'm feeling tired. I'm honestly really hungry, so I'm gonna eat. I don't know. I have been watching Love is Blind, which, if you don't know, it's a reality TV show wherein the participants do not see each other and they're talking through a pod, basically. And they choose to get engaged. And if they get engaged, then they get to see the person. And then at the end, after 4 weeks, they have to go on the altar and decide if they're going to get married. So it's basically like a 5 or 6 week thing. Or is it a 4 week thing? I don't really know, like, at what point, from what point the 4 weeks starts until you get to the altar. But anyways, it's, like, not that long to decide if you want to stay together with somebody for the rest of your life. And I just find it really funny that the participants, like, after a week of knowing each other, they're like, I never thought that you would do this to me. Like, if something happens or whatever, it's like my world is shattered. And I'm like, if this is world shattering for you, perhaps a reality show called Love is Blind is not what you really needed. It's just really funny how there's, like, zero loyalty. But for me, the biggest betrayal of the show so far, because I think Netflix is releasing the show in parts, the worst betrayal of this part of the show definitely has to be that there is one girl. So in the end, when they like get engaged, they go to Mexico, right? And everyone's meeting each other. So like basically the girls and the guys, they've already met because they like live together at the time of the pods happening. But the like none of the girls have met the guys and vice versa. So then when they go to Mexico, like not only are they meeting the people that they got engaged to, they're also meeting everyone else that got engaged. And so there's like flirting and there's like betrayals and all of this. The worst betrayal is that this one girl is playing both sides of like this weird love triangle thing. Like she's going to one of the girls and saying like, I can't believe this person did this to you, like they're so slimy, and then going to the other person and being like, she's so overreacting so much, like it's just crazy. And it's like, just, you know, keep your mouth shut. Like if you don't want to come, but maybe she is okay with coming off a certain way. It's just, I think that's for me the worst betrayal. Like more than the cheating on the show, more than like the flirting and the rudeness and all of these problems. Like for me, the thing that hit the hardest was the fact that the girls were pretending to be each other's friends. Like that really hit hard. But that definitely points to my own issues. So that's been my life. That's been my life. So the craziness of my life is over, the exciting part, and now the dreadful craziness is starting with finals, and things like this. So please pray for me. This next month is going to be very hellish, but you know, we move, and, before I start with the music, I just want to give a PSA. There is a music and sound festival happening from April 11th to April 13th. It is happening at SFU Goldcorp Center for the Arts. The show will be a live performed work featuring the SCA Ensemble in Residence, as well as works featuring SCA student performers on instruments, objects, voice, electronics, amplified objects, hybrid setups, and more. The show will take you to an immersive experience with gorgeous music. For more information and for your ticket purchase, go visit the SFU website. That event again is running from April 11th to 13th. Please don't miss this opportunity. I had to look at the calendar to make sure that we weren't in April and I was I wasn't saying an old PSA. For more information, go to the SFU website's /SCA/events. And I am going to be playing some songs for you all. Let me just find what I'm trying to find, and in the meantime, reflect on today. Reflect on the day that you've had, and I hope it's been a good one. I'm going to be playing Not a Love Song by Sasami.
could hear a song.
Next up is Love Too Fast by Steve Lacy.
You have to set delay. dark, little trivias, little trivias, little trivias. Cast little doubts for me to cast out.
That was All the Daughters by Portico, and next up is Waiting by Pup.
Yeah. need you to sit back. I'm still working on that passive aggression. $200 a week to talk about my lack of direction. I got a bit of a complex, in case that wasn't clear from the last three sessions.
And if you're still feeling